WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, Maureen Carrigan reviews the High-Low show at the Museum of Modern Art. Musical and dance styles from the Caribbean have swelled on our shores with varying degrees of force. Calypso is big, and reggae hasn't done bad. World music commentator Milo Miles tells us the Caribbean dance music, known as Zouk, got to be big in Europe and Africa, but never quite made it here. But he says that's no reason not to still enjoy it.
Ton endroit préféré, c'est ici ton refuge pour chercher à bouffer.
No major type of popular music can be said to have arrived unless it generates a next big thing, and probably a next big thing that doesn't ultimately happen. World music took that big step forward back around 1987. The buzz among fans was that very shortly, all African-derived world music would be sucked up in a hot new style called Zouk. Its roots lay in the French Caribbean, it had been refined and polished in Paris, and it synthesized music from Africa, America, Haiti, and all over the place. The strange thing was that for a music with such complex sources, most of it was being played by a single brilliant band called Kassav. The founders of the group, Georges Desimus and Jacob Desvilieu, had met in Paris in the late 70s and decided to put together all their varied influences into the most high-tech Caribbean dance madness they could manage, and tout le monde would love it. In short, their Zouk was the first music consciously created by and for the emerging world music environment. Other outfits were moving along the same lines, but Kassav took experiments and drop-dead ensemble precision further than anyone else. Outside the United States, their breakthrough came in 1983 with an intricate, infectious song called, in translation, Zouk is the only medicine we have.
One way.
One way Kassav managed to virtually corner the Zouk market was that they took a page from Frank Zappa and George Clinton and began recording scads of separate albums using the names of band members or outright pseudonyms. The nicest result of this practice was that singer Jocelyn Berroard scored a crossover pop hit called Siwo, which means sweet, that turned out to be the most alluring of all slower Zouk tunes. Naturally, other Caribbean bands besides Kassav excel at Zouk. One of the most respected is Gasoline, led by the flamboyant singer Pierre Rossier. But until now, the richest and toughest Gasoline albums were hard to find in this country. Shawnakee Records has solved that problem with the best of Gasoline collection called Zouk Obsession. You notice the springy rhythms and relentless momentum of Gasoline is similar to Kassav, but in place of the ever-increasing technological sheen of Kassav, Gasoline will throw in a homey touch like a banjo solo or a bit of harmonica extravaganza.
Get out.
finally, for those who want a sample of Zouk before plunging in, there are a couple of marvelous anthologies. One is Hurricane Zouk, which emphasizes sophisticated, flashy Zouk with fancy production values. The other is Dance Cadence, which includes spiffy numbers from principal players like Kassav, as well as some more traditional stylists that help shape Zouk. Either collection should get the hippest partygoers wiggling their scruples away. So if Zouk is such a smart and sassy concoction, why is it the next big thing in world music that never happened? Well, Zouk lost a lot of oomph in the last couple of years simply because it failed to develop much stylistically or commercially. Once Kassav and a few of their peers got up to full speed with sparkling sound and tight dynamics, nobody could find any place to go. And far too many mediocre Kassav imitators churned out dozens of useless sound-alike albums. Zouk colored pop music all over the Caribbean, Africa, and Paris, and Kassav even signed with Epic in the United States. Then, nobody could figure out how to promote them, and sales remained low. Word of mouth failed to save Zouk, and now the verdict looks like, nope, no big thing this time. Maybe the major snag, especially for those who don't speak French, is that Zouk usually suggests nothing more, and nothing less, than the world's most intoxicating dance froth. And right now, the prejudice is for adult pop with serious, heavy, important vibes. But that shouldn't stop you from enjoying Zouk. In fact, it's more fun than ever, now that it doesn't have to conquer the universe.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Depuis 5 heures du matin, rivé tout le monde qui a travail. Pouillot, fais ça gagner, on dit l'argent. Même si t'es une misère, nous toutes nous là, nous t'a aimé. Avec espoir un jour, ça qui est changé.
This is Fresh Air.